Well, that's the question. That's the point of the discussion on the 19th of September. And I don't want to give away too much of the game by telling you where I come out. But I want to raise the fact that it's a question. And President Lincoln started out his presidency with an inaugural address in which he said, I don't have the authority. And sometime, a year and a half later, he found that he did. So I want to talk about where I think his authority came from.
Or what changed his mind? Was there a pivotal moment?
There were a series of pivotal moments, and some things that we know very well that are well rehearsed in the story of slavery before and during the Civil War, and some things that, quite honestly, we miss because we look at them with 20th and now 21st century eyes, and we aren't noticing something that happened that forces the president's hand and makes it impossible for him not to issue the Emancipation Proclamation.
And you speak about Lincoln as an evolving president. I think that's a very apropos description. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, Abraham Lincoln personally always, I think, hated slavery. His family had left Kentucky because of land disputes, and the sense of the Lincoln family was that slave owners who were wealthy and powerful got what they wanted, and other people didn't. So they go first to Indiana and then to Illinois. But in Illinois, the laws prohibited the immigration of any African Americans. So Lincoln had no exposure to freedmen or former slaves until really he started touring, and that's shortly before he becomes president. And then as president, he does things like meeting with Frederick Douglass, which begin to change him. And he begins to see the slavery question not just as an abstract matter, but as a very human matter. He had always said it was inappropriate for one man to earn his bread from the sweat of another man's brow. But by the time he's into his presidency, he is thinking about the slaves as people. And that's something that had been missing from white American consciousness throughout most of our history to that point.
What type of country would we live in if Abraham Lincoln hadn't been around? How long would it have taken for the Emancipation Proclamation if we didn't have a Lincoln?
I think slavery was doomed. But what Abraham Lincoln does is bring a unique American sense of how to confront this problem. And the tragedy is that we'll never know how things might have been different had he been with us through the rest of his second term and we not had Andrew Johnson.
Forever Free, the Constitutionality of the Emancipation Proclamation, will be presented at the Mercantile Library in downtown Cincinnati on September 19th at 6 o'clock. John Bickers, thank you.
My pleasure, Matt.